Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled, From Junior High to University, From One Person to a Group, I Grew Up and Matured Amidst DAFA, by Qing He, a practitioner from China.
Minghui Fahui, From Junior High to University, From One Person to a Group, I Grew Up and Matured Amidst DAFA, by Qing He, a practitioner from China. I am a DAFA disciple from China. I've been cultivating in DAFA for 13 years now. Master's teachings have guided and enabled me to keep up and progress along the path he has arranged for me. Family broken, supported by DAFA. Led by my mother, I was fortunate to obtain the Fa as I entered junior high school. Not only did I experience many miracles in my physical health, my academic results also improved tremendously. All of this made me very confident and strengthened my belief in DAFA and Master. Before July 20th, 1999, just before the persecution began, I had a dream. Master was being rained upon, but smiled compassionately as sentient beings scolded him. I angrily shouted at those who reprimanded Master, "You cannot do this. Do you know who he is?" "He is." Master stopped me smiling. I cried. I knew he was forbearing silently. My father worked in a police department. Pressured by his superiors, he stopped thinking rationally and destroyed DAFA books. He also beat us. Later, my mother was sent to a forced labor camp for going to Beijing to appeal for DAFA. Irregardless of how my father beat me, I did not feel any pain at all. Instead, I pitied my father and told him the facts about the persecution. However, he refused to accept it and said that if I insisted on continuing to practice Falun DAFA, the authorities would not grant me entry into university, nor would I be allowed to go overseas for further studies. My future would be destroyed by Falun Gong and so on. Under the Chinese Communist Party's CCP pressure, my parents divorced. Our harmonious family was broken up. After my mother started to practice Falun DAFA, the illnesses that plagued her for many years disappeared. She was respectful toward her parents and everyone loved her. Yet such a good person was sent to a labor camp and tortured. How had people lost their reason? What happened to justice in China? Every day I cried myself to sleep and tears soaked my pillow. Master's teachings turned my grief and anger into compassion. I treated my father's stepmother and those who ridiculed me kindly. Without DAFA, I could not have made it through this tribulation. At high school, we formed a small Fa study group. In the second year of high school, I met Xiao Qin. Very soon, we became good friends, and I told her the facts about DAFA. From disbelief to belief, Xiao Qin started to practice Falun Gong. Soon after she decided to start cultivation, she saw scenes in other dimensions. She saw Buddhas and gods surrounding us, listening to our words. She saw bodhisattvas encouraging her to be diligent in cultivation. She could even hear DAFA music and see Falun. She also saw Master on the stairs telling me, "Your mission is already accomplished." We encouraged and learned from each other. Xiao Qin used to be in poor health. After practicing DAFA, she became fit and healthy. When she was in secondary school, Xiao Qin drank and smoked. After obtaining the Fa, she turned into a completely different person. Xiao Qin and I diligently clarified the truth to people. Several classmates wanted to practice Falun Gong, and we got to know two other fellow practitioners, Xiao Hui, Xiao Duo. Thus, a small Fa study group made up of high school students was formed. Since then, every week we never stopped studying the Fa together. Life as a university student, turning point in life. Because of my excellent academic results, I gained admission into a good local university. The extraordinariness of DAFA and my righteous belief brought a ray of hope to our bleak family. As it neared the time to take my high school exams, no matter how busy I was with studies, I persisted in the Fa. Xiao Qin and I went into the same university, while Xia Duo and Xia Wei moved to another place for studies. We maintained contact through letters and text messages on cell phones, encouraging one another. Sometimes during holidays or on weekends, Xiao Hui joined our group in Fa study by taking an overnight train. I wrote the contents of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party in my exam papers while sending righteous thoughts to eliminate the evil factors poisoning university students. My teacher called my father to school. My father was furious and wanted to drive me away from home. Initially, I was very nervous and did not know what to do. Although for a long time I harbored the thought of leaving home, yet I knew that I could not leave because if I did, this home would truly be gone. I shut the door and calmed myself down. I picked up Juan Falun and began to study the Fa. As I read Master's teachings, my mind calmed down and I was no longer nervous. I reasoned with my father while sending righteous thoughts. I said, "What I wrote was the truth. There's nothing wrong with that." However, my father refused to listen at all and urged me to leave the house quickly. Just then, my father had a fight with my stepmother, and he also threatened to drive her out of the house. My father could not bear to have me in the house for another minute. I saw that there was nothing I could do. I said, "I will leave first and come back for my belongings later on." Thus, I went down the stairs. I rang Xiao Qin, and she said she would send righteous thoughts to help me. I saw dark clouds from afar, following me closely. Immediately, I realized that this was a tribulation. The evil wants to defeat me so that my father, stepmother, as well as non-practitioners and relatives who don't know the truth will misunderstand and hate DAFA disciples even more, thus destroying their future. I cannot leave. Heavy rains began pouring down. I kept sending righteous thoughts and worked up the courage to return home. However, it was extremely difficult. I stood for about half an hour and then went home. My stepmother had already packed up her things and left, leaving my father, who was playing computer games in the darkened room. I walked over as if nothing had happened, saying, "I'm home." My father took one glance at me and did not say a word. Everything had quietened down. That night, my stepmother also returned. On my cultivation path, I have experienced countless things like this, experiencing peace after a storm. After the tribulation passed, it was so peaceful, it seemed that nothing disturbing had ever taken place. I knew that Master had mitigated a huge tribulation for me. However, I was scared afterwards. What if my human attachments had come up then, and I truly left home never to return? I cannot bear to think of the consequences. At any time, I encountered tests bearing on one thought. One wrong thought, and the results would be totally different. While my teacher was giving a class, I took the opportunity to tie a packet of brochures to the door of the office. Subsequently, this teacher told everyone in class that someone had left Falun Gong brochures in her office. I was saddened by her attitude and silently sent righteous thoughts in my heart. In subsequent exams, I did not answer questions on my opinions of Falun Gong. Sometimes I wavered in my heart and wondered if I was being extreme. I felt that it was just as difficult as letting go of life and death. Fortunately, even though I wavered, I could suppress my fear with righteous thoughts. I simply could not answer these questions against my conscience. One could lie and do bad deeds for personal gain. However, a practitioner understands the heavenly principles and karmic retribution. getting to know new fellow practitioners and planning new projects. At university, I clarified the truth to a classmate. This classmate told me, "I know someone who has similar thoughts to you. Both of you should have many common things to talk about. I'll introduce you to her." Thus, I got to know Xiao Qian. Later on, I learned that she was also a practitioner. Every week, we studied the Fa together and learned from each other. At that time, Xiao Qian had just started practicing, and Shen Yun DVDs had just become available. She suggested that we go to the city and give out the DVDs to people, face to face. Instantly, my fears came out, and I stopped her. Subsequently, I realized that my thoughts were wrong. A few of us made plans to hand out the DVDs together. Things went rather smoothly, but we were afraid to hand them out frequently in the same place. We gave out the DVDs telling people this was a great show. Some of them stared at us blankly for a moment and did not take the DVD. We were not discouraged and persisted. We chose to hand them out on streets where there were many shops. Passers-by were reluctant to take them. Thus, we ended up giving most of them to vendors. Some of them even asked, "Is it Falun Gong?" I answered, "It is a tradition Chinese cultural show," and walked away quickly. The next day, I met Xiao Qian at school. She said that when she gave out the DVDs, people gathered around her and were eager to take them. In the end, she did not have enough to hand out. Xiao Qian said that in the end, someone asked very sincerely if there were any more DVDs. Because she had just given all of them away, she felt very regretful at not being able to give him one. She wished she had brought more with her. Xiao Qian's heart was very sincere, without any fear. When she gave out the DVDs, people hurried to receive one from her. Whenever it was Falun Dafa's day, Master's birthday, or on other festive occasions, I was responsible for sending a card to Master from our area to the Mingwei website. Later on, Xiao Qian came into this project, and she helped us resolve many technical issues. Subsequently, Xiao Qian and I did the cards together. She is very good at drawing, while I took care of the overall design. There is a local practitioner who is involved in producing truth-clarifying videos. This practitioner suggested that we should also get involved. I thought it was a good idea. Xiao Qian said she felt a sense of responsibility to do this. However, I felt that it was a tremendous task, and we brought this matter up for discussion during Group Fa study. Everyone thought it was a good idea. Amongst us, Xiao Feng happened to be a graduate in TV editing. Xiao Qin and Xiao Hui could compose music. Xiao Qian and I could be responsible for the animation. How could this be a coincidence? Initially, we had the predestined relationship to come together and form a Fa study group. Who would have thought that this would lead us to working together on a project? All of us were awed by the extraordinariness of Dafa and how magnificent Master is. We started an animation production team and resolved to make plans for this project after our weekly Fa study session. In the beginning, we had no experience. Every week after Fa study, we would discuss the content together. Everyone brought out their ideas, and finally, we decided to focus on university students who are deeply poisoned by the regime's propaganda. We would produce animation to break through the Communist Party culture using popular topics in real life to clarify the truth about the persecution. Time is very pressing, and initially everyone came together once a week to write the script. It was truly an arduous process because everyone had a normal job, and meeting once a week was not enough to make progress. Subsequently, we increased the meetings to 2 or 3 times a week. Every time we finished very late at night and after work, we went straight to the meeting place without having a bite to eat and immediately started to work on the project. We filled our stomachs by eating instant noodles. During discussions, we encountered huge challenges and difficulties. Everyone had a good idea, and hence everyone refused to let go of their attachment to self. Consequently, the project stalled and conflicts abounded. Practitioners involved in the Mingwei website provided a lot of support and cooperation. Finally, our animation was published on Mingwei website after many modifications. After the animation was published, local practitioners enthusiastically gave them out to young fellow practitioners as well as young people who are non-practitioners. We received very good feedback. Finally, I want to take this opportunity to express my utmost respect to our greatest master in the entire universe. Thank you, Master. You have worked hard. Hasha.
Thank you for listening to the Mingwei Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.